All brothers, requested to come closer, please. Sit close together. Come close together, brothers. Brothers in the back as well, who's leaning against the wall, come closer.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. There is no measuring tape, there is no yardstick, there is no conceivable or perceivable basis on which you and I can in any way quantify or even attempt to present the vastness and the magnitude of Allah's greatness. Allah's Zaat is la mahdood. Allah is infinite. There is no limit to Allah's zat and Allah's being. Likewise, Allah's sifat and attributes also are infinite. What do we have at our disposal? We use words. Words are made up of letters, letters, alphabets. We use this to describe Allah's greatness. But words, letters, alphabets, language, this is makhluk. It's a created entity. And that which is makhluk can never do justice to describing Khaliq. Allah is the creator. For example, when we want to describe longevity, where Allah Ta'ala introduces himself in the Quran, Sabbaha lillah, Sabbaha lillah, ma fis samawat wal ard, wa huwal azizul hakim. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth. How many creations of Allah? Can we count? If you look at insects, they say there are 10 million different types of insects. Commonly known insects, ants. Ants, they estimate there are 20 quadrillion ants. What this means is if you take the number 20 and put 15 zeros in front of it, this will give you an idea of the number of ants Allah has created. I want to make it even more simpler. They say for every human being, there are 2.5 million ants. 12,500 different species of ants Allah has created. Spiders, another commonly known insect. 10,000 different species of spiders. There is one spider that makes its web in the water. Half the web is underneath the water, half the web is above the water. The section of the web that is underneath the water is waterproof. The section that is above the water captures the oxygen and transfers it to the section that is underneath the water. Tiny creation, and yet textile engineer in the darkness. That web of the spider, if you look at it, it's a technological marvel. The most common, the most strongest element known to man is steel. Yet it is said that the web of the spider is several thousand times stronger than steel. Where does that tiny creation get this type of intelligence? Allah tells us in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَنْ يَضْرِبْ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوذَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Allah doesn't need large things to show you His qudrat and His power. Literal translation, لا يستحي, doesn't embarrass Allah. It's not beneath the dignity of Allah. And يَضْرِبَ مَثَلَ, to expound examples for you. What example? Allah says, بَعُوذَ. We are from Africa, so we appreciate mosquitoes a little bit more than you would in UK. But universal insect. So Allah uses that as an example. Interestingly, Arabic word for mosquito, normally in the Quran, the preference is given to the male gender. That's the dictate of language. When it's a general address, you use the male, which refers to everything. It's a different matter in the Queen's English. I don't know what it is. But Arabic, generally, male tense is used. But in this instance, conversely, the Quran doesn't say ba'ud. The Quran says ba'uda. Ba'udha means female mosquito. Why female, not male? Because what is your connection? The moment you think of a mosquito, you think of the bite of the mosquito. Recently, scientists have discovered only the female mosquitoes bite. The males don't bite. So when the Quran speaks of the mosquito, Allah says, Ba'udhatan fama fawqaha. It doesn't embarrass Allah to use an example of His qudrat and power. Look at the complexity Allah has kept in just that tiny creation. Why does the Quran speak about the mosquito? We look at that mosquito, you hear that buzzing sound. What is that buzzing sound? That's the wings of the mosquito flapping. What speed does it flap at? Recently, using complex technological machines and calculations, they have discovered that the mosquito flaps its wings 500 times a second. To create that buzzing sound. Today youngsters, mashallah, they like to pump irons. They take steroids, take chemicals, develop their biceps and the triceps. MashaAllah, there are some youngsters are more paban in the gym than the masjid also. A few years ago, once in Gush, after Taraweeh, gym is full, Muslim youngsters. Bhai, you were not there in the Taraweeh. No, Taraweeh, get too tired. Too tired in the Taraweeh, but what are you doing in the gym? Tiring yourself in the gym, exercising. It is said that if you are to take, mashallah, strong youngster with his physique and attach both his hands to a machine and get it to flap at 500 times a second, the arms will perish and the bones will perish also. And yet in this tiny creation, Allah has kept such a capacity, the eyes of the mosquito, such a tiny creation, yet Allah has given it optic vision. It's not one eye, it's 100 eyes that in the space of its eye cavity, enabling this tiny insect to have 360 degrees vision. It can see 360 degrees. It can sense heat in the darkness. That is how it finds you underneath the blanket. And then six pincers. Two it does to carve a hole so that it can suck the blood. Allah says, لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها. Ponder over the qudrat of Allah. Ponder over the greatness of Allah. In a mosquito you will see the design, the system of Allah. What does it need? It needs to suck blood. Blood's quality is blood coagulates. That is why Allah has put a defensive system in your body. When you get cut, if the blood didn't coagulate, then all the blood would come out. You would die with the slightest wound or injury. So Allah has put into place the system that your blood coagulates. If your blood is going to coagulate, how is the mosquito going to drink it? So before, when the first pincer, when the first two pincers cut into your skin, they emit a chemical. In that chemical are two properties. One, it doesn't allow your blood to coagulate so that it can suck the blood. The second is that it has a pain-numbing quality, anesthesia. When they have to do operation in hospital, they give you an anesthesia, that mosquito also, so that you find out it has bitten you too late to do anything about it, it gives you an anesthesia. So it numbs the pain, that itching that you feel, the mosquito has long gone. That itching that you feel afterwards, that is a chemical reaction to that chemical which the mosquito has inserted into your skin. لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها. How many creations has Allah created? We cannot count. There's no calculator that can count the creations of Allah. We were talking about insects. They say if you take the world population, if you take the entire world population, recently they said the 8th billionth child was born. How they get to that number, only Allah knows best. But if we assume, hypothetically, 8 billion child was born recently, it is said if you take the entire world population of human beings and put them on one pan of the scale, the weight of the insects Allah has created is 70 times more than the entire human population. And that is just one creation of Allah. When Allah introduces himself in the Quran, Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say one of the most preferred a'mal and actions in the sight of Allah is the hamd of Allah. Praise Allah. Praise Allah. The proof of your love for Allah is how much this tongue will move in the praise of Allah. Allah has designed this human being like that. Today, youngsters, mashallah, the t-shirt is already emblazoned with which soccer club they are following. Tell them to talk about that soccer club. It'll be hard to keep him quiet. He'll give you encyclopedic knowledge, background of each of those players. That player or that sports personality, what is he in reality? Morally, he's zero, decrepit, bankrupt. There's nothing there. But when they are being idolized, that movie star or that soccer star goes into the barber shop, barber makes a mistake, and next day that's the new hairstyle. Youngsters will ape that, follow that. Falls down, cuts his pants. Youngster takes a scissors and cuts their pants. Such a foolish thing. Why? I want to emulate so and so. Yet what is the reality? Every day is in sharab. Every night is in zina. Morally zero, bankrupt, yet being idolized. This is what Allah warns us. Allah cautions us in the Quran. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ وَأَذَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, will you not observe? Will you not observe those who have made their passions and their desires their ilah? Like what our elders tell us? Man chahi zindagi. Living a life according to the dictates of your passions and goals and aspirations. Such a life, kaan khol kar sun lena. Such a life, what we call man chahi zindagi, the reality is it's khokla. It's empty. It's a shell. Like the poet says, sobar chaman mehka, sobar bahar aayi, dunya ki wahi ronak, dil ki wahi tanhai. Today they are building bathrooms and aeroplanes also. Then they'll show you fancy magazines, adverts, beautiful sunny sandy beaches, waves lapping the shore, palm fronds in the background, an idyllic existence. It's a different matter. Sometimes they show you places in Africa like that, the magnetic or the pixel capability of the camera is such that it can't capture the mosquitoes and the insects. So you see a very idyllic and a very attractive thing. That what is behind this? This is that promise which shaitan took with Allah. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He took an oath. I will beautify this world for them. Beautify this world, zenith, attraction. Allah says, "Inna ja'alna ma'al al-ard zenatan laha." We have made this world beautiful. We have made it zenith. There is this kashish, this magnetic pull that attracts, that pulls at the strings of the heart. You see a beautiful scenery, you see a lush garden, you see a lovely mountainscape, you see snow-capped mountain. You see tourist destinations and sites, zenith, attraction. But what is the one underlying weakness and defect behind all that? We heard it tonight in the Taraweeh Salah. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا الْمَالُ وَالْبَنُونَ زِينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The world is beautiful, it is attractive. But the analogy Quran gives you, you see a lovely field, you see a lush landscape, you see the flowers blooming, you see the butterflies flapping their wings, you see the birds chirping, you see the beautiful sunlight. The question that again and again you and I have to ask ourselves, the parable, an example that Allah gives in the Quran is that ponder, reflect, take a few seconds and ask yourself this question: does it remain like that? Today it is lush, today it is fresh, today it is attractive, today you are young, today you have got all your faculties at your disposal, you are at the height, you are at Uruj, every day you see the sun as it rises, different matter in UK, the sun maybe in the summer months, but imagine it, in the summer months, the sun rises and rises and rises, it reaches its Raj, its height, its zenith, center of the sky. It has lit up the entire world. And then Quran comes forth and this question is put to you. Put the pause button on and consider and reflect. Does it remain like that? Eventually, every day, this sabak, this lesson, this reminder, my Allah in nature, in His design, He has shown you that that sun starts moving towards the west. Then it gets smaller and then smaller and then smaller and then smaller and then smaller till eventually it is swallowed up by the darkness of the west. Kullu man alayha fan. Kullu shay'in halik illa wajha. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Allah sunnat. And kaan khol kar sun lena. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. This is Allah's sunnah and Allah does not deviate. Allah doesn't move from His sunnah. Besides Allah, everything in existence, no matter how powerful, how mighty, how authoritative it may be today, know and understand, everything in existence is in decline. It is in decline. Sabko marna hai. Sabko marna hai. Everything will die. Kehne wale ne bahut achhi tarah keh diya. Very beautifully he said it. Ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam. This dunya is only 3 days. 3 days. Yawmu amsin madha. One day is already gone. Ma biyadika minhu shay. There's nothing you can do about it. Put 10 people in front of you and ask all 10 of them the same question. What question? Brother, how old are you? How old are you? You'll hear 10 different answers. Someone will say 50, 40, 30, 20, 25, whatever it is. 10 different answers. Yawmu amsin madha. One day has passed. Whether it's 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, passed. All 10 will give you 10 different answers. Then the next question. Next question. Brother, how much time do you have left? How much time do you have left? They all 10, if they had any intelligence, will give you the same answer. What is the answer? Allah Malik. I don't know. Yawmu Ghadin. The other is tomorrow. There's one Arabic expression. Kalimatu haq yuridu bihil batil. I'm digressing. Kalimatu haq yuridu bihil batil. Sometimes somebody says something that empirically, if you have to study what he's saying, you'll find it's the absolute truth. What he's saying technically is perfectly true, but it is ayn batil. It is ayn batil. What he's saying, there is batil and deviation in it. But what he's saying is the truth. And one such concept, today you go to anyone, bye, take out time, go out in the path of Allah, connect yourself with Allah, the clock of life is ticking. What he tells you? I'm busy. I've got all these commitments. I have to do this, I have to do that. I remember just 1-2 years ago in our local masjid, there was one relative of mine, I'm not taking names, elderly person. Just from tashahud, I was standing behind him in the masjid. Just to wake up from tashahud, to stand up from tashahud, took him almost a minute. Old age, he was gone old, gone weak. So I walked up to him. Obviously family member, so there was that level of familiarity. I could tell him. I said, you know what, I just met your grandson and he's telling me that you bought so much tracts of land. And now you're planning a very huge expansion project and this building and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. I said, it took you almost one minute to wake up from tashahud. What are you up to? Allah has given you so much, it's not even possible for you to spend what you have. And now you're taking on this huge project. What was the answer? Common answer. I'm planning for the next generation. I am planning for the next generation. In other words, I am securing the future. I am securing the future. My respected brothers, that statement is absolutely true. There is nothing wrong with that. Allah tells you in the Quran also to make effort for the future. Allah conscientizes you about the future in the Quran. Different modes of address we find in the Quran. Ya Ahlul Kitab. Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Hadu. Ya Ayyuhal Nas. Allah addresses sometimes the whole humanity, sometimes the people of the book, sometimes the Jews, sometimes the Christians. 89 places in the Quran, there is a very, very special mode of address. Where Allah addresses, one, Allah sounds out an accolade. Shabash, congratulations, your iman is true. Alladhina amanu, you are the people of iman. And then Allah addresses you and I. 89 places, more than 6,000 verses in the Quran. Select, chosen, few places. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And in one of those places, Allah says, wal tanzur nafsu ma qaddamat lighad. Wal tanzur is amr. It's imperative. It's a command of Allah. It's compulsory. Allah says, every one of you prepare for tomorrow. Allah is commanding you, prepare for the future. The back door of dunya, we are running. رَقْضَ الْوُحُوشِ فِي الْبَرِيَّةِ. Like an animal runs in the jungle. The psychology and mentality overtaking us in our lalach and greed for dunya. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. What is the mentality? When that tank has got 50 liters. 50 liters is the capacity. They put one tap, put a bucket, open the tap. You ask anybody, even a child, how much water is going to come out? Maximum 50 liters. But the advanced thinker of today, what is his psychology? Put a second tap in the same tank. And this bucket is going to give you 50 liters and that one also 50 liters. Put a third one, 50 liters. Put a fourth one, 50 liters. Defies logic. It defies logic. But this is the mentality that is driving us. And look at our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba, what they normally say? Samiatu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ra'aytu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this, we heard this, this transpired. He entered the masjid and we asked him this. This was generally the mode of expression of our noble master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But there was one occasion, my knowledge is limited, there are more qualified scholars, but according to my understanding, there was one occasion when we find that this entire mode of expression changes. Why? Ye baat bohot sangeen hai. Ye baat bohot zaruri hai ke ummat samaj lo. This is a very, very slippery slope. Many of my ummat will fall here. Humanity will fall at this precipice. So our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the entire mode of expression changes when this topic is addressed. What does he say? Inna Jibreel, Inna Jibreel, Nafatha fi Ru'i. Inna Jibreel, Nafatha fi Ru'i. He says, Jibreel came and blew this into my soul. Jibreel blew this Nafatha fi Ru'i. This is not Qala al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sami'atu al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. Jibreel came and blew this into my soul. What? Anna nafsa lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqa. No coronavirus will happen. No cancer will happen. No accident will happen. No natural disaster will happen. You will not die. Lan tamut. It is impossible. It is impossible for you to die. Hatta tastakmila rizqa. Until you do not complete right down till the last grain, that risk and sustenance which Allah has ordained for you. And not now. Not now. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. My Allah has decreed, written down, ordained. On any given day, what you will be worth, how much you will be worth, to what extent you will be worth. And what does my Nabi say? فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. By the oath of that being in whose hand lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ الثَّقَلَان. If the whole insan and jinnat and the armies and technologies of the world have to pool their resources and get together and make this their one goal, أَلَا أَنْ يَسُدُّ عَنْهُ شَيْئًا مِّن ذَلِكَ, to stop one penny, one pound reaching you, which Allah has ordained for you. My Nabi says, the combined forces of the world will not be able to stop that penny reaching you. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. Your risk and sustenance is not coming from that shop. It's not coming from that degree. It's not coming from your intelligence. It's not coming from your financial business acumen or know-how. These are just a means. Your risk and sustenance is coming on the command of Allah, on the decree of Allah, on the system of Allah. Understand this, don't understand it. Accept it, don't accept it. What does Quran say? فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. By the qasam and the oath of the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, this is the absolute truth. Nothing moves, nothing stops moving. Nothing advances, nothing declines. Nothing rises up, nothing comes down. Nothing lives, nothing dies. Nothing comes into existence. Nothing comes out of existence. In the heavens, in the earth, except on the decree of Allah. Today, the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in the masjid at the time of Fajr. He's not in the masjid at the time of Fajr. And the same person, 1 hour later, is heading to the marketplace. Why are you going to the marketplace? Why? I am going to earn my risk. I am going to earn my sustenance. I am going to earn my livelihood. You have disobeyed Raziq and you are going to earn your risk. Where is your intelligence? That is why my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who does not make his Fajr Salah in the masjid, he has raised the flag of shaitan. How is there going to be barakat? How is there going to be peace? How is there going to be chain? What did Allahu Akbar? Man salla subha fi jama'atin. من صلى الصبح في جماعة فهو في ذمة الله. الله أكبر. Risk, prescription, formula you are being given. You and I are being given by our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, make your Fajr Salah. Make your Fajr Salah. Make your Fajr Salah with Jamaat and you will have employed the security system of Allah to work for you. Dhimmatullah. You are the man of Allah. You are in the protection of Allah. You are under the shadow of Allah. And yet, where is the ummah at the time of Fajr? Where is the ummah today? In what direction are we going? This concept, this idea, Baghdor of dunya, chasing and then chasing. The tank got 50 liters. Put one tap, 50 liters. Put two taps, we think 50 and 50. Three taps, 50, 50, 50. What is this? رَقْدَ الْوُحُوشِ فِي الْبَرِيَّةِ. This is challenging Allah's authority. And Allah cautions us, لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Do not become like those who forgot Allah. Don't take Allah out of the equation. Don't take Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of the equation. He said, لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله. What will happen? What will happen? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ When you forget Allah, when you forget Allah, Allah is ghani. Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need you and I. What does Allah do? Allah says, we will make you forget yourself. You will live a meaningless existence. You will be running and running. No peace, no chain, no day, no night. Simple example, you want to see it today in the 14th century, this cell phone. What cell phone? Cell phone is supposed to be a necessity. Use it according to necessity. Today it's taken over the lives. You'll see youngsters also sitting in the masjid. What are they doing on the cell phone? Elderly, cell phone. Today, Allahu Akbar, the month of Ramadan, ask ourselves from morning till now how many times we looked into the Quran and how many times we looked into the cell phone. Give somebody a gift today, a cell phone. For him, it's Eid. Give him a tasbih as a gift or a bottle of atar. He's disappointed. The whole life revolving around one instrument. To such an extent, they say before when a man used to go in the toilet also, there was only one sound that used to come. Now two sounds come from the toilet. Hello, hello, inside the toilet also. Don't become like those who forgot Allah. There has to be balance. There has to be balance. That is why my Nabi said, you will not die. You will not die. Jibreel blows this into my soul. You will not die till you don't finish your rizq. So what must you do? Fattakullah, fear Allah. Fear Allah. Fear Allah how? These ahadith don't mean don't do business. Doing business, no problem. In fact, doing business is encouraged. Ayyul kasbi atyab. Ayyul kasbi atyab. Sahabi came and asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is the purest earning a man can have? What is the purest earning? Allahu Akbar. Look at this question. What is the purest? At-tayyib. Allah says, Kulu min at-tayyibat. Eat from the pure. So someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what is the purest? What did he say? Inheritance? No. Someone gives it to you, chanda? No. What did he say? Ayyul kasbi atyab, purest of the pure. He said, amalul rajul biyadehi. He said, the work, the produce, or the fruit of your own labor. That business which you will do, there is nothing more purer than that for you to earn from. But Islamic business, Muslim business. Today you want to identify who's the Muslim businessman. They say he's the one who got 786 in his cell phone number. That's a Muslim businessman. Or he's got Bismillah trading. Now Allah's name is even used to promote goods. Zamzam water when it's not Zamzam. My Nabi gave us the criteria. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna atyab al kasb. Inna atyab al kasbi kasbut tujjar. Inna atyab al kasbi kasbut tujjar. He said, purest, highest, noblest form of earning, kasbut tujjar, is the earnings of a businessman. But when is it pure? When is it Islamic? This is the problem that faces you and I. You tell somebody, buy. Imam Saab was reading namaz, Allahu Akbar, he went into ruku, then he got a little bit shock, he got josh. Instead of one ruku, he made two rukus. So if a person got minimal understanding, he'll say, very good. Why extra? But what is the reality? Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa rad. Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa rad. Aisha radiallahu anha, referring to this hadith, she said, this is one of those ahadiths, one of those three ahadiths in which the whole of deen is contained. That person who will introduce into my deen and into my way of life that which is not there, it will never be accepted. Because in Allah's court, In Allah's court, the first criteria of acceptance is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Salah, he said, Sallu kama ra'aytumu ni usalli. Make Salah like you see me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making Salah. If your Salah is like my Salah, it is Salah. And if your Salah is not like my Salah, by the Qasam of Allah, whether it's extra or less, it can never be Salah. This we understand. Salah has to be the Salah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zakat has to be the Zakat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hajj has to be the Hajj. He said, "Khudu anni manasikakum." Take your rites of Hajj from me. So that's understood, accepted. Hajj has to be the Hajj of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The problem facing you and I, my respected brothers, is we don't say it, but what is the thinking? Salah, his Salah. Hajj, his Salah. Hajj. Zakat, his Zakat. Tilawat, his Tilawat. Exactly like that. Exactly like that. Business also has to be his business. Nikah has to be his Nikah. Dressing has to be his dressing. Your homes have to be his home. Then it is deen. Then it is deen. Then it is acceptable. Otherwise, like it or don't like it, accept it or don't accept it, by the qasam of my Allah, it is nothing but hayawaniyat and animalism. Insaniyat, we want to know what is insan. Look at the manner. Allah introduces the Quran. What does Allah say? Ar-Rahman. Allahu Akbar. Ar-Rahman. This is Arusul Quran, the bride of the Quran. The bride of the Quran. Ar-Rahman. One beautiful commentary of this Mufassirin give. Ar-Rahman, the surah starts like this. Ar-Rahman, they say this is dawah, claim. And anybody that makes a claim, you need dalil. They say with dawah, there must be dalil. Otherwise, it's meaningless. One person in one village, he told everybody, you know what? I'm going to get married to the princess. The king is giving me his daughter in marriage. That's a claim. So the people said, hey, bhai, pagal, the king doesn't even know you exist. Where is he going to give you his daughter? What kind of claim are you making? So he says, listen, take me seriously. It's 50% already done. I've accepted. I'm just waiting for acceptance from that side. In other words, a meaningless claim. This is understood. When you make a claim, there has to be proof. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, Ar-Rahman, the benevolent, the kind, the compassionate, the merciful Allah. More merciful there is no one than Allah. But what is the dalil Allah brings? What is highlighted as a testimony, as a shining symbol of the mercy of Allah? Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an. Allam al-Quran, this Quran, this Quran, this Quran that today, Allah forgive you, Allah forgive me, our elders say has become ek na ashna pegham ban chuki. Become an irrelevant message for us. Some barkat, barkat. What is the day of the Quran? What is the night of the Quran? What is the constitution of the Quran? What is the dictate of the Quran? What is the maqsad of the Quran? Today you walk up to a person by Quran. Quran say muhabbat kar, ha, bilkul, jaan de denge. Ask the person by what is the mazmoon of the Quran? What is maqsad of Quran? We haven't even thought about it. And yet when Allah introduces the Quran, what does Allah say? Alif Lam Mim. Dhalikal kitab. La rayba fi. This is the book, there is no doubt in it. And the mazmoon of the Quran, the goal of the Quran, the objective of the Quran, hudal lil muttaqin. This Quran is hidayat. This Quran is hidayat. That shock, that shagaf for the Quran, one chance in the year. I'm digressing. I've digressed quite a few times already. Time also is limited. Allah knows best. Very often I say this. Again, I'm digressing. But present a message in a limited period of time. Be concise in speech. This was the kamal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was Jawami'ul Kalim, one of the mu'jizat and miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At times he would just say a few words. few words, but it would be voluminous in meaning. Books would be written just explaining few words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad bin Shayban rahmatullahi, one scholar, one day he was traveling. He had a cart. Cart was full of commentaries that he had written on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was one Jew standing on the roadside. He saw this. Muhammad bin Shayban. Who is that? He asked somebody, Muhammad bin Shayban. What is on that cart? Commentaries of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There and then the Jew accepts Islam. They ask him, by what transpired that caused you to accept Islam? He said, agar chote Muhammad ke paas itne ulum hai, to bare Muhammad ke paas kitne ulum honge? What must be the knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Anzilun nas manazilahum. One hadith. Anzilun nas manazilahum. Three words. Anzilun nas manazilahum. Ulama say the whole of psychology is contained in this hadith. His ahadith were a miracle. That this, just a cursory study, not just even his ahadith, his du'as, the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. MashaAllah, in the olden days, our jamaats used to come out 3 days in the path of Allah. First 3 days, at least these 8 du'as they would learn. Before entering the masjid, du'a to enter the masjid, du'a to leave the masjid. Before eating, after eating, before sleeping, waking up, before entering the toilet and coming out. Because these are things we do every day. So first 3 days, MashaAllah, a person comes out in the path of Allah, they would learn these 8 du'as. Today, now the situation is such, sometimes the whole 40 days is spent and we don't learn du'as. Masturat jamaats, mashallah, up till now, still there's that ihtimam, they learn. But men's jamaats, we've made our deen barkat. We are going through the motions, riwaj, customary. Dunya, we want perfection, we want excellence, we are striving. Allahu Akbar, what Allah has kept in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, in his compilation of Hizbul Azam, in the introduction of it, he writes, he says, if Allah had not given Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam any other mu'jiza, if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the moon wasn't split, or the stones didn't give shahadat to him, or what, we know the various mu'jizat and the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whole kitabs have been written, Dalailun Nubuwa, the proofs of Rasulullah sallallahu, the various miracles that took place in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, if Allah hadn't given any of that, if a person without a trace of iman in his heart, if he had to just study the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu, the inkisari, the humility, this manner in which, Ya Allah, I am nothing. Ya Allah, you are everything. Ya Allah, my whole life revolves around you. You are my qibla, you are my goal, you are my direction. Take one simple example before sleeping. Allahumma inni aslamtu nafsi ilayk, wa fawwattu amri ilayk, وَوَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ إِلَيْكَ وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ لَا مَلْجَى وَلَا مَنْجَى مِنْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ. There's no easy way to translate this. Allahumma inni aslamtu nafsi ilayk. O Allah, I take my whole being and I hand it over to you. وَوَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ إِلَيْكَ. Ya Allah, you are the entire focus of my existence. وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ. Ya Allah, you are my pillar of support for whatever challenges I will face. أَسْلَمْتُ نَفْسِي إِلَيْكَ. فَوَّدْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْكَ. وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ إِلَيْكَ. لَا مَلْجَى وَلَا مَنْجَى مِنْكَ إِلَيْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ. Ya Allah, there is no protection. There is no support. There is no army. There is no technology that is going to assist me, Ya Allah. Everything is from you, and Ya Allah, I turn to you for everything. Before sleeping, imagine if we just take the trouble of learning these du'as. Kehna mein aashiq-e-rasool bahut aasan hai bhai. To say I am aashiq-e-rasool is very easy. The proof is this. How close is the life to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Because a day is coming. A day is coming. A day is coming in that court. In that court, how big the bank balance was, how many zeros there was in it, whether you were driving what car, whether you're wearing a Hugo Boss suit or wearing a Rolex watch or whatever status symbol, or how many people were working for you, or what fashion and industry you had at your disposal, by the qasam of my Allah, will count for nothing. In that court, there will be one criteria, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How close were you to the mold of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? His day, his night. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, if nothing else, no other miracle was given, even a man without iman, if he had to just study the inkisari, the ajizi, the humility, the abdiyat that was contained in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would say that is a sufficient proof to convince you that this is a Nabi of Allah. Because this has to be revelation. No human being could have produced something like this. This had to be from Allah. Like I said, I digressed. Presenting a message in limited time. Just a few words. This was the Kamal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One very good friend of mine, he passed away now. Allah fill his qabr with noor. He used to say the three rules of public speaking are stand up to be seen, speak up to be heard, and shut up to be appreciated. I always say I'm still practicing on the third one. But in limited time, we will still, inshallah, not try to take too much of your time. Ar-Rahman, the benevolent, the kind, the merciful, the compassionate. What does Allah highlight? What does Allah highlight? Proof of His mercy, His compassion. Allam al-Qur'an. One time in the year, how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts it, faradallahu lakum siyamahu, faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Allah made farz for you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. Wasanantu lakum qiyamahu. I, O Nabi, made sunnat the taraweeh salah of Ramadan. One time in the year, the ummah gets the chance to listen to the Quran. Drown in the Quran, imbibe the, let the noor of the Quran imbibe your heart. And here also, we look for shortcut. I remember a few years ago, Jamaat was working in one town, not in UK, in South Africa. We passed by one masjid, they had signposts outside. One arrow pointing this way, parking for 8 rakats tarawih. One arrow pointing the other way, parking for 20 rakats tarawih. I'm not going into the fiqh ikhtilaf. That we leave to the scholars. But where's the shock? Where's the inclination? The riwayat of Munziri in his At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. For every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you 1500 hasanat. 20 rakats, 40 sajda, 60,000 hasanat every night. Imagine if the Imam Sahib in this masjid, mashallah, his kirat, Allah, give him jazai khair. Dil khush ho gaya. If Imam Sahib had to make an announcement by tomorrow, those who come to Masjid al-Noor, Bradford, underneath the musalla, there'll be £1,500. Wallah, that the streets outside too will be full. There won't be any space. The old, the infirm, the weak, the decrepit, everyone will bring. Why? Because we understand. We understand the value of maal. A day is coming. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. That day the currency will be something else. These pounds and bitcoin and dollars and rands and gold and silver and diamonds, this currency in that court will count for nothing. Different currency, a day is coming. And this day, in Arabic, the word day is yom, yom. How many places Allah reminds you? Yom, yomul qiyama, yomul nadama, yomul hasra, yomul jannah, yomul nar. يوم الويل، يوم الفوزان، يوم الخسران، يوم التغابن، يوم الطامة الكبرى. أنذرهم يوم الحسرة، أنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب. مالك يوم الدين، ذلك يوم مشهود. إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا، إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين. وما أدراك ما يوم الدين، ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين. يوم 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 يوم. How many times my Allah is reminding and then reminding and then reminding and then reminding. A day is coming. A day is coming. You and I, don't be deceived by this glitter and glamour and these lights. Don't be deceived. There is no permanence in this. This is a passing phase. Sabko marna hai. Sabko marna hai. All will die. Ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam. This world is only 3 days. Yawmu amsin madha. One day is already passed. There's nothing you are going to do about it. Wa yawmu ghadin. The other is tomorrow. Falasta tadri anta mudrikahu amla. You don't know if you'll live to see tomorrow also. وَيَوْمٌ أَنْتَ فِي وَيَوْمٌ أَنْتَ فِي وَيَوْمٌ أَنْتَ فِي. And the third is this day. Now. Allah ke saath soda kar lo. Make the bargain with Allah. Make the bargain with Allah. Realize the clock of life is ticking. My Nabi, when he was... Allahu Akbar. What did he say is the sign of intelligence? Man akyasun nas. Man akyasun nas. Who is the most intelligent person of your ummah? Today you ask somebody who's intelligent, they'll say PhD. Or wrote some theses. Or if he's financially orientated, somebody with business acumen. What an intelligent businessman. Allahu Akbar. Intelligence. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us what is intelligence. He said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ وَأَشَدُّهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَكْيَاسِ ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He said, the person who is the most conscious of the fallibility of life, of the transient nature of life, the person who is the most conscious that mujhe marna hai aur abhi marna hai, and the man who is preparing for it all the time, ulaika humul akyas. My Nabi said, these are the intelligent ones. Allah will give them akhirat and dunya also. The statement, I am preparing for tomorrow, I am planning for the future. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Prepare for tomorrow, plan for the future, invest for the future, strive for the future. The whole world today is using that as an excuse to run behind the dunya. The statement, I'm doing it for the future, I'm doing it for the next generation, I'm doing future planning, I'm investing for tomorrow, that statement is correct. But the question, the criteria is, what is the future? Future is not dunya. Future is qabr. Future is hashar. Future is that day that Quran reminds us, yom, yom, yom. Future, the future is when you and I, yawma yaqoomun nasu li rabbil alameen, when you and I have to stand in front of Allah. That is the future. Then the announcement will be made, fariqun fil jannah. وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. One group Jannat, one group Jahannam. Ar-Rahman, the benevolent, the kind, the merciful, the compassionate. عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah says, this Quran is the dalil and proof of my mercy and my compassion. Three things Allah mentions. عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. The point I made, and I digressed. Technically, these verses, the sequence doesn't make sense. The sequence doesn't make sense. عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ. Allah says, we taught you the Qur'an and we created, we made you a human being. We made you a human being. You had to be a human being first to learn the Quran. You had to be a human being first to practice on the Quran. Why does the Quran mention Quran first, then insan? Mufassirin say, agar insan banna hai. The criteria to distinguish between insan and haywan. The criteria to distinguish between ilm and jahalat. The criteria to distinguish between nur and zulmat. The criteria to distinguish between advancement and decline. Failure and success and failure. Is one and one thing only. And that is the Quran. If this insan will come unto the Quran, then he is insan. If he has moved away from the Quran, he can give whatever fancy title he wants. By the qasam of my Allah, he can never be insan. Ulaika kal an'am bal hum adal. Allah says they are like animal, no more deviated than animals also. Quran is the criteria. And what is Quran? All our lives may be sacrificed upon our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. How beautifully she condensed this entire masla, this entire issue, when she was asked to describe the moral compass of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the answer? Allahu Akbar. She condensed the entire issue in three words. She said, Kana khuluquhul Qur'an. Kana khuluquhul Qur'an. The day of the Qur'an, the night of the Qur'an, the constitution of the Qur'an, the social reform of the Qur'an, the goal of the Qur'an, the objective of the Qur'an, the way of the Qur'an, the living, walking, talking Qur'an was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Agar insan banna hai, if you want to become a human being, counted as a human being in Allah's court, then it is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I digressed earlier. We understand this. Salah like his salah. Zakat like his salah. Zakat. Hajj like his hajj. Tilawat like his tilawat. Fast like his fast. By the qasam of my Allah, in the same way, every other aspect of life, whether it is nikah, whether it is your dressing, whether it is your home, whether it is your business, it is acceptable, it is insaniyat, it is kamyabi, it is success, it is rewarding, if it is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it is anything else, then it is hujjatullahi ala ibn Adam. It will become a source of hasrat and regret to us on the day of judgment. Come on to this. Inna atyabal kasbi kasbut tujjar. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nothing purer than the earning of a businessman. But when is it pure? When is it acceptable? When it is bagdor? No. When it is lalach and greed? No. In that hadith, five things my Nabi mentioned. Take a thermometer. Ramadan is the checking month. Ramadan is the time to reflect. Ramadan is to change. Ramadan is to embrace the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi said, are you a Muslim businessman? Are you a Muslim businessman? Like I said earlier, he'll say, yes, 786 is in my cell phone number. Or I've got Bismillah training. I hope nobody's business is called that. They're not running anybody down. But are you a Muslim businessman? Lot of claims we make. Criteria he gave us. He said, Alladhina idha haddathu lam yakdhibu. First condition. First crunch test. And Allah forgive us, most of us at the first hurdle will fall. He said, a Muslim businessman, his earning is pure. Who when he speaks, he does not lie. When he speaks, he does not lie. Alladhina idha haddathu lam yakdhibu. He said, Ana za'imun bi baytin fi rabadil jannah liman taraka al kadhib wa in kana mazihan. Rasulullah, this ana za'imun, what does it mean? It means that come and claim it from me. Come and claim. I guarantee you, who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I guarantee you, I am your guarantor. Allah will give you a home, not just in any Jannat, in Firdos, VIP Jannat, if you will give up speaking lies, even out of jest. Safwan came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayakun al-mu'min jabanan. Ya Rasulullah, is it possible for a man to have iman and be a coward? He said, yes, possible. Obviously, no culture promotes being a coward, but still possible. Ayakun al-mu'min bakhil. Can a man be a miser? Every culture, nobody likes a miser. Kanjus, they say. Makichus. No culture. Hadith teaches us. Al-bakhil, ba'idun min Allah, ba'idun min al-nas, ba'idun min al-jannah. I'm digressing. This month of Ramadan, ulama say this human being is wired in such a way that generally hame maal jama karna aate hai, maal kharch karna nahi aate. We know how to accumulate, we don't know how to spend. Bakhili comes naturally. Sakhawat, generosity, you have to make effort. Sakhawat, generosity, you have to make effort. This month, open your heart. Allahu ajwadul ajwad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is the most generous. And after Allah, I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am the most generous. And in Ramadan, my Nabi, ajwad min ar-rihil mursala, would become more generous than a blowing wind also. Become generous. Be hard on ourselves and know and understand. Ma naqasa malu abdin min sadaqa. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it, and the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through his Mubarak lips. He said, the wealth of no individual diminished through spending in the way of Allah. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. This is Quran. To doubt one nukta, one harf of this kalam is kufr. May Allah says, whatever you will spend in the way of Allah, Allah will give it back to you. مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا اتِّقَاءً لِلَّهِ أَوَّدَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْهُ حَدِيثٍ. Rasulullah said, a man who gives up anything out of the fear of Allah, gives it in the way of Allah, Allah gives him better back in return. أَيَكُونَ الْمُؤْمِنْ بَخِيلًا. Ya Rasulullah, is it possible for a man to be a miser and have iman? My Nabi said, not like, but possible. Then the third question, أَيَكُونَ الْمُؤْمِنْ كَذَّابًا. Can a man have iman and be a liar? Here Rasulullah said, no, it's not possible. Not possible to have iman and be a liar. إِذَا حَدَّثُوا لَمْ يَكْذِبُوا وَإِذَا وَعَدُوا لَمْ يُخْلِفُوا. Muslim businessman, purest earning. My Nabi said, when he makes a promise, when he says it's 7 days, not 30 days. Today, when they want something, it's like a sheep. All sorts of promises. And then when time for delivery comes, then the same sheep becomes a wolf. This is a separate topic. I'm only going to take another 5 more minutes. We're not going to speak very much longer. Now, on a lighthearted note, they say once Abdullah took 1,000 rand from Muhammad, 1,000 pounds call it, and gave him a promise that, listen, those days there used to be checks, now I don't know what system it is, but in case they wrote out a check, promissory note, quote it what you want, that Abdullah said, dated it for the end of the month. Now the 29th came. Abdullah is pacing up and down. Wife comes to him, what happened? I wrote a check out, I made a commitment, I'm going to pay Muhammad the 1,000 I took from him on the 30th, tomorrow is the 30th. I squandered everything, there's nothing in the bank. Can't pay him. So this is why he's pacing up and down. She goes into the next room. She comes back a few minutes later. She says, don't worry, I made a phone call, you can sleep now. So she says, what happened? She says, no, I phoned Muhammad's wife. I told him, tell your husband, don't worry about trying to cash the check because there's nothing in the account. So you can sleep now because Muhammad will be awake. وَإِذَا وَعَدُوا لَمْ يُخْلِفُوا. Promise? When he makes wada, when he gives his word, When he gives his word, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar, that personality whom my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Law kana ba'di nabiyun lakana Umar, if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been him. What does he tell us? MashaAllah, main to dindar hu, main to muttaqi hu, I'm like this, I'm like that. Allahu Akbar, what does he say? Ya ayyuhan nas. لا تغرنكم طنطنة الرجل بالليل في صلاته. He said, if you see a man not crying, not weeping, not sobbing, he said, طنطنة الرجل في ليله في صلاته, in the dead of night, in the cloak of darkness. No one else knows. You just came across him. He was in the mihrab of the masjid. And he wasn't just weeping and sobbing. He was wailing and crying. Umar says, don't be deceived that this man is pious. Don't be deceived that this man is muttaqi. Innamar rajulur rajul. Innamar. A man amongst men. True piety. Man salimal muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Is that person who, when he opens his mouth, roses come out, thorns don't come out. When he raises his hand, it is a gesture of kindness, not a threat. وَمَنْ أَدَّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِذَا أُتُمِنْ. And when he gives his zaban, he honors his zaban. Umar says, that is piety. Don't be deceived by someone wailing and screaming in salah in the dead of night. Today, we haven't got that understanding, that perception. Abdullah bin Abi al-Hamsa, before Nubuwat, he meets Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi says, I'm waiting for you here, something exchange. Abdullah bin Abi al-Hamsa forgets. 3 days later, by chance, he's passing down that street, he sees Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing there. He says, Shaqaqta alayya, you caused me taklif. You told me to wait for you. Ana antadhiruka mundu thalathata ayyam. I am waiting for you for 3 days now. Zaban, it was this akhlaq. He said, Idha haddathu lam yakthibu, wa idha wa'adu lam yukhlifu, wa idha tuminu lam yakhunu. Pious, pure earning. Your business will get you jannat when you speak, you don't lie. When you promise, you honor your promise. When you give a trust, you do not deceive. You do not deceive. You do not squander a trust. You don't make khianat. وَإِذَا بَاعُوا لَمْ يَمْدَحُوا وَإِذَا اشْتَرَوْا لَمْ يَذُمُّوا. When you purchase something, you don't find faults with it. And when you sell something, you don't unnecessarily praise it. My Nabi said, مَنْ بَاعَ عَيْبًا لَمْ يُبَيِّنْهُ. Someone sold something, defective. He knew there was a defect. He didn't reveal it. مَنْ بَاعَ عَيْبًا لَمْ يُبَيِّنْهُ. What we'll say, he pulled wool over the customer's eyes. He's an astute businessman. What does my Nabi say? The one who sold something defective and didn't reveal its defect. Lam yazal fi maqatillah. He will perpetually be in the anger of Allah. Walam tazalil malaikatu tal'anuhu. And constantly the malaika will be cursing him. Tijarat, business, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nikah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akhlaq, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dressing, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is formula for Jannat to come onto this earth. On this I will terminate. Hafiz Patel sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor. Few years ago, I was in the haram of Medina Sharif. He caught hold of my hand and he told me, beautiful analogy, example he gave. He said, listen, when it's a very hot day, someone is eating ice cream. He's eating the ice cream. You are feeling the heat. You see him eating the ice cream, you start salivating. He's eating, you are salivating. He said, go and tell this ummat. That if they will practically embrace the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then by the qasam of my Allah, the kafir of this world, just looking at them, will start salivating to enter into Islam. Sahaba, they didn't make big bayans and lectures. Wherever they went, kunu mithlana, become like us. This, the Orientalists have purported this lie. This lie. Islam was spread through the sword. Islam is a terrorist ideal or whatever it is. But the facts of the matter, if we study history, you'll realize what a lie this is. The most populous Muslim countries in the world today are what? Indonesia, Malaysia, China. Millions, Philippines, millions and millions and millions of Muslims. If we study the history, first century, they entered these areas, came into Islam. How did they come? No sword was drawn. No blood was spilled. Progeny of Sahaba left Makkah and Medina, went to these areas for business. But in their business, Akhirat was in front. The fikr of Akhirat was in front. And the business was the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These whole nations entered into Islam. Today, 13, 14 centuries later, how much of Hijrat is taking place? From this place to that place, this place to that place. Yet, if you travel, you go. Few years ago, Jamaat was in Australia. I met one person. As a young boy, where I used to do hivs, in my local masjid, I used to see this uncle. Early in the morning, he was the first person to open the masjid. I was still a young boy that time. 30 years later, I met him in Australia. I said to him that I remember you. I used to see you in the masjid. You used to open the masjid. You made hijrat. Now that it is 30 years later, what would you, how would you express that, the wisdom of that decision? He said, Maulana, from a worldly point of view, I can't complain. From a worldly point of view, I can't complain. And then he paused. And one or two tears came into his eyes. He said, but from a dini point of view, he said, three of my granddaughters are murtad. The person who used to open the masjid, this hijrat now, whole swords, nations, progeny of Sahaba today have become murtad. Why? Because the whole direction of the ummah changed. The whole direction. What was his day? What was his night? What was his cry? What was his fikr? Sahaba say, Ghazirun ka ghaziril mirjal. The sound of a boiling kettle would come from the heart of Rasulullah. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Allah my ummat. Allah my ummat. Allah my... Everything given for this. Everything placed on the mantle of sacrifice for this. This worry, this concern, this legacy of mercy and compassion for the entire humanity. How one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. This call to take out time, come out in the path of Allah. The call is not give up your business, close down your livelihood, shut up your homes. No. This is to teach us in that business, in that home, in that social life, in every department of our life, how the mizaj of nubuwat can come. The worry of nubuwat, the temperament of nubuwat, the akhlaq of nubuwat, the seerah of nubuwat. This is to turn the clock back 14 centuries ago and introduce you and I to the Madina Munawara of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for this Mubarak month, this Thursday night is the night of Jummah. It's a Mubarak night also. It's a Mubarak night, night of acceptance. Night of acceptance. In fact, many ulama write, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah used to write that when a Jummah night falls in the last 10, then you should have great expectations that that might be Laylatul Qadr also. The value of a Jummah night. So, put your application in Allah's court. We are making a humble appeal. We're taking a lot of your time. We're not going to take many names or anything like that. But those of us who haven't been for 4 months, from the heart, make this dua now and make this ahad. Earliest opportunity, inshallah, I'm going to go 4 months in the path of Allah. Say inshallah. And very, very important, one ashara is already gone. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Awwaluhu rahma, awsatuhu maghfira, akhiruhu itkum minan nar. He said, the first ashara is Allah's mercy. The middle ashara is Allah's forgiveness. The last is emancipation from Jahannam. One ashara, we want every brother in this masjid. Everyone, without exception, from the heart. Even if you don't intend it, at least now make this dua from the heart. That Ya Allah, accept me for one ashara in the path of Allah in this Ramadan. So for that, raise our hands, inshallah. All make niyat, inshallah. Allah make it easy. Allah accept. Give, bhai. Not kuch, koi nuksan nahi. Nothing will be lost. Most of us, is holidays coming. And those poor masturat, how much samosas and bhajjas you going to eat? Bhai, give them also a chance to make Allah's ibadat. Go out in the path of Allah. So all will try, inshallah. Bhai, kuch elana the.
MashaAllah, ji, Allah Rabbul Izzat give us tawfiq to act upon what we ever heard, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala make the mean of the journey of our guest the hidayat of the entire universe, not only Bradford and UK, but the entire universe. So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, hame tawfiq dein, jaisi baatein humne suni hain, par amal kare. Jaise Maulana ne farmaya, hum irade bhi kare. And the very first announcement is, brother, that inshallah we will be having an umumi ijtima for all of Bradford taking place in Masjid Ibrahim on the 4th and 5th of February. 4th of May will be Saturday. So from the Zohar of 4th of May till the Zohar of 5th of May, Saturday, Sunday, ijtima will take place in Masjid Ibrahim, Lower Ruston Road, Bradford 3. Second announcement is that those brothers who are intending to take the noble journey of Hajj this year, for their benefit, an ijtima, a gathering, has been arranged at Blackburn Markaz, which will take place on the 10th, 11th and 12th of May. So all those brothers who are intending to go for Hajj are requested to please spare that weekend, where you will be spending 8,000, 9,000 pounds and sparing 3 weeks for the Hajj. Why not spare 2 days and go into the gathering and listen to the scholars, the ulama, the experienced people, and inshallah our Hajj will become most valuable. And third announcement is that alhamdulillah we are so fortunate that our elders from Pakistan, India and Bangladesh will be paying a visit to the UK from the 27th of June up to 30th of June. So on the 28th, 29th and 30th of June, the ijtima, the gathering will take place for all the old workers of UK at Blackburn Markaz. So please make notes of these 3 days, 4th of May, 5th of May, Bradford ijtima at Masjid Ibrahim, 2nd, 10th, 11th and 12th for Hajiz Azimine Hajjod, or also Bazurgon ki Ahmad, 28th, 29th, 30th June ko. Dua bhi farmaye, Allah unka safar asan.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وفعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين فانصرنا على القوم المعتدين أنت سيدنا أنت خالقنا أنت ربنا أنت رب المشرقين والمغربين أنت رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما يا مونس كل وحيد يا صاحب كل فريد يا قريبا غير بعيد يا شاهدا غير غائب يا غالبا غير مغلوب يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا نور السماوات والأرض يا زين السماوات والأرض يا عماد السماوات والأرض يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا سند من لا سند له يا ذخر من لا ذخر له يا حرز الضعفاء يا كنز الفقراء يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا إنك قلت وقولك الحق ادعوني استجب لكم اللهم انا نسالك رضاك والجنه اللهم انا نسالك الفردوس الاعلى وما قرب اليها من الاقوال والاعمال ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك ونعوذ بك من عقابك ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن سيئات أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين اللهم إنهم جياء فأطعمهم إنهم عراة فاكسهم إنهم حفاة فاحملهم اللهم عليك بأعدائهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وحوضه لنا موردا اللهم احشرنا في زمرة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واستعملنا على سنته واجعلنا من حزبه مع رفقائه يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وأدرك ليلة القدر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله
Inshallah, Maulana Jamaat is moving to Masjid Abu Bakr very soon now. Jamaat will be there all day tomorrow and same bayan will be delivered inshallah soon after Tarawih tomorrow in Masjid Abu Bakr. The brothers are requested to participate here inshallah. Jazakumullah.